1230 and 107.1 FM.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to Fall City High School, where tonight the Tigers will play host to the Weeping Water Indians in a girl-boy doubleheader. I'm Dylan Hendricks, and in studio tonight is Aaron Wisdom. We have a good one in ECNC action tonight here in Fall City, where the Fall City girls, who are 5-12 on the year, will be looking for their sixth win of the year and their sixth win after Christmas here. Weeping Water, on the other hand, 11-7 on the year. They have not lost to a team under 500 this year. As we mentioned, girls action coming up here shortly in about 8 minutes. Fall City 5-12 on the year this year, but 5-6 after Christmas. So after starting the year 0-6 prior to Christmas, Fall City's rattled off 5 wins in 11 games here after Christmas. They are also 3-2 in their last 5, including 2 wins over in the Fairfax tournament a couple weeks ago. Fall City, main reason why they're seeing more wins, points. They averaged 20 points per game prior to Christmas. After Christmas here, averaging 30 points per game. So starting to put the ball in the hoop a little bit more, and when you put the ball in the hoop, good things happen. As we also know with these Tigers, they are a young girls team. Just one senior on the roster. Everybody else, a freshman or sophomore. Fall City will start 2 freshmen and 2 sophomores to go along with their lone senior, Carly Dunkus. And so 5 of 6 of their main players are freshmen and sophomores, and we know that those players tend to improve throughout the year as well. Weeping Water, on the other hand, 11-7 on the year. They were 6-2 prior to Christmas. Just a 5-5 record here after Christmas, but their big Achilles heel has been to teams with winning records. Weeping Water actually undefeated against teams with a losing record or 500 record on the year. They beat Sterling last night 69-25 to bump their record up to 11-7. Fall City last night headed down to Pawnee City. They lost 42-30 in girls action to Pawnee City last night. We're going to take a quick 2-minute break. When we come back, we're going to look at some starters, and then we'll have opening tip-off from here in Fall City. We'll take a quick break and hear a word from our sponsors. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Bacon, ham, ring bologna, hot links. We don't just make them, we win with them. At Den's Country Meats, our small-town shop is home to award-winning beef, pork, and sausage, with the international trophies to prove it. Family-owned, Nebraska-raised, world-class. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Recovering from surgery or a major illness takes time, and often you need a little extra care before you're ready to go home. The Betha Community Hospital Swing Bed Skilled Care Program is that bridge between the hospital and your front door. Whether it's physical therapy or skilled nursing, we provide the expert recovery care you need right here in Sabetha. You can stay close to family and friends while you regain your strength. Talk to your doctor about the Swing Bed Skilled Care Program at Sabetha Community Hospital or visit sabethahospital.com to learn more.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor tonight on KTNC is F&M Bank in Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. That's F&M Bank in Falls City. If you're looking for the Auburn game tonight on the radio, they will be on Sunny 101.3. Randy Gatula on the call up there in Meade. And the Sunny 101.3 Meade Lumber game of the night. Auburn takes on need. Well, let's go ahead and take a look at some starters here for tonight's Fall City versus Weeping Water girls game. First off, for the Tigers, they are led by their lone senior and lone upperclassman on the roster, Carly Dunkus. Dunkus averaging 7.8 points per game, 5.8 rebounds per game, and everything kind of goes through her. Shooting, passing, the offense kind of starts with her, and if she can get going, that'll free up a few shots for the other players. As I mentioned, Fall City will also start two sophomores and two freshmen tonight. First off, sophomore Bella Johansson, the 5'4 sophomore. She averages 4.1 points and 3.9 rebounds per game, as well as sophomore Bristol Titus. Titus coming back from an injury here within the last couple of games and kind of getting back into the swing of things. She averages just over 2 points and two rebounds per game for the Tigers. She's a 5'8 sophomore. The freshman starting tonight, Brenna Glothar. Glothar, a 5'4 freshman. She averages 4.4 points per game. Little over a rebound a game. Brenna can get hot from downtown if she is left open. So that is definitely one to watch on the shooting end tonight for Fall City. Can they get her some free looks? And then Tessa Gothman. Gothman, a 5'5 freshman. She averages 2.7 points and 2.5 rebounds per game for the Tigers. The Tigers will go about 6 or 7 deep, maybe 8, depending on the type of game that is called and foul situations, but not a deep bench for the Tigers, and like I said, just one upperclassman, one senior on the roster, everybody else a freshman and sophomore. Weeping Water, a young team themselves. They have two seniors, a junior, and the rest of the girls are freshmen. They'll actually start three freshmen tonight as well, and everything goes through star freshman Ella Husky. Ella is a 5'5 freshman. She averages 19.7 points per game, 6.9 rebounds per game. She's had 8 20-point games this year. Her season high, is 35 points back before Christmas against Omaha Christian. She had 35 points in that one. And if there was a Freshman of the Year award in the ECNC, she'd about have this thing locked up. Everything goes through her. 19.7 points, nearly 20 points per game, 6.9 rebounds per game. Other starters tonight for the Weeping Water girls, Callie Brack. She averages 9 points per game and 6.2 rebounds per game. She's a 5'2 senior. Henley Ridge is a 5'5 freshman. She averages 4 points per game and 6.1 rebounds per game. Clara Meyer is a 5'4 senior. She averages 7 points per game and 2.2 rebounds per game. And Layla Cave averages 3.7 points per game and 3.7 rebounds per game. She is a 5'7 freshman. Like I said, Weeping Water coming off the win last night over Sterling. They beat Sterling 69-25 on Thursday. Fall City coming off of a loss on Thursday evening. They lost to Pawnee City 42-30. As I mentioned just a few minutes ago, you're looking for the Auburn versus Meade game. You can catch that action on Sunny 101.3. Randy Gatula on the call up in Meade as the Bulldogs take on Meade. Catch our coverage next week of the ECNC and Pioneer Conference tournament, both boys and girls action. We'll have action all throughout next week for all of our area teams in the Pioneer Conference and the ECNC Conference. We are just a few moments from tip, but first, prior to tip, we will have the national anthem coming up shortly. Other action on KTNC this weekend on Sunday. The Nebraska men will play at 3 p.m. Coverage of that starts at 2:30. We're going to take a two-minute break for the national anthem. When we come back, it's tip-off live from Fall City. You're listening to High School Sports on KTNC.
At Equity Bank, we know how important it is to access your money when you need it. That's why we offer Early Pay, a feature that lets you receive direct deposit funds up to 2 days early. And now, Early Pay is available on all Equity Bank checking accounts. Whether it's your paycheck, Social Security, or any other direct deposit, you can get paid sooner because we believe in keeping things simple and stress-free. After all, it's your money. Why wait for it? Enroll in Early Pay today at equitybank.com/earlypay. Equity Bank, member FDIC.
Need CPAP or oxygen supplies? TexRx Pharmacy has you covered. TexRx CPAP and oxygen supply specialists deliver one-on-one consultations in pharmacy or right to your door. From billing your insurance, finding the perfect mask fit, or even setting up hassle-free resupplies, TexRx Pharmacy is here every step of the way. At TexRx, your comfort, safety, and peace of mind come first. Don't wait. Breathe easier today. Call 785-742-3546 or visit TexRx.com to book your consult with TexRx Pharmacy today.
Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City, has many great cars and trucks, like the F-150 and so many more. If you need a used vehicle, Holdman's has them. If you need a car with good gas mileage, Holdman's has them. See Ben or Dennis Holdman at Holdman's Ford, your local Ford Lincoln dealer in Fall City. Holdman's Ford has everything you need to keep your vehicle running from parts and service. You can view Holdman's Ford entire inventory online at HolmanFord.com.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Welcome back to Fall City. Tonight, Tigers taking on Weeping Water in a girl-boy doubleheader tip-off just moments away as we wrap up the starting lineups here. As I was mentioning right before the break, coverage of the Pioneer Conference and ECNC Conference Tournament will be all throughout next week on KTNC and Sunny 101.3. We'll have coverage of all the area teams, including any area team that makes it to the semifinals, finals, and consolation third-place game next weekend in both of those conferences. Stick around and check out our Facebook for the schedule for that one. We'll post the schedule throughout the week on Facebook so you can see when your favorite team will be in action. Moments away from tip-off, Fall City looking to improve the record to 6-12 and an even 6-6.500 after Christmas here. Weeping Water, 11-7 on the year. They're looking to avoid their first loss to a team under 500 in the record column this year. For Fall City, keys to the game, put the ball in the bucket. 20 points per game prior to Christmas, 30 points per game after Christmas. They're going to need all 30 of those tonight, I have a feeling. And how do you slow down Ella Husky? Husky, once again, the freshman averaging 20 points per game for Weeping Water. Key here is going to be keying Carly Dunkus and not letting her get going. If you can force some outside shots and get Fall City into an uncomfortable position, you should have a decent night. Dunkus and Layla Cave to tip it off here from Fall City. Ball's up and Fall City controls the tip. Tessa Gossman with it. She dribbles down and we are underway. Dunkus now on the left wing back to Glothar at the top of the key. Glothar picks up her dribble. Swings it around. Left corner, Bella Johansson. Johansson with the ball now and back to Gossman. Now inside, Carly Dunkus looking for Bristol Titus. Titus with the ball underneath. Nowhere to go. Ball's going to be taken away into the hands of Weeping Water and they head the other way. Bringing up the floor here is going to be Claire Meyer. Meyer with the ball at the top of the key. Swings it left side. Layla Cave. Now, ball right side, Ella Husky. Three-pointer, right wing, no good. Claire Meyer, rebound, though, into the hands of Husky. And the shot clock will reset to 35, but a quick turnover for Weeping Water. Fall City comes out with the ball. So the Indians turn it over on their first possession. Fall City turns it over on their first and now second possession, bringing it up the court. Ball will go back to Weeping Water here. 7:07 remaining, early first quarter action from Fall City. Weeping Water taking on the Tigers in a girl-boy doubleheader tonight. Girls action just kicking off the night here in Fall City. Driving in, layup up, no good off the glass for Ella Husky, but she is fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul for the Tigers. It's going to be on number 33, Bristol Titus. That's her first team foul of the quarter as well. Free throw up, no good for Ella. Ella with the ball, second free throw, takes a couple of dribbles, second free throw up and good. And that is the first point of the evening. Indians take a 1-0 lead early first quarter here. And Fall City going to turn it over on the press, and we're going to have another foul off that press and in a collision there. Bristol Titus and Husky both going for the ball. Foul's going to be called on Titus. That's actually going to be her second here, so two quick ones for Titus. Second team foul of the quarter as well. Three-point shot off the inbounds pass. Top of the key, no good for Kelly Brack. Rebound's going to be controlled by both teams. Going to have a jump ball. Ball will remain with Weeping Water. Indians with a baseline underneath inbounds play here. Ball tipped around on the inbounds and a layup up off the glass. Good for Kelly Brack. She has her first two of the game, and it's a 3-0 Weeping Water lead over Fall City here. Weeping Water, not a very strong trapping press, but enough to make Fall City uncomfortable getting it up the floor. They do get it across the timeline before the 10-second backcourt violation. They'll try to set something up here. Clothar with it at the top of the key. Titus in the right corner. Clothar, top of the key. Three up, no good. Falls off the front of the rim, and it's going to be rebound's going to be controlled by Tenley Ridge for the Indians, and here comes Weeping Water back the other way. Goffman's going to tip that pass out of bounds. Up the floor, it'll stay here with Weeping Water. Callie Brack now bringing it up. Off to Ohuski on the left wing. Indians just going to pass it around the perimeter here. Now pass tipped away on the right wing, but another turnover. Oh, almost a turnover for the Tigers. Great defense there for Callie Brack. She just wasn't able to control it. Knocks it out of bounds, though. Fall City will retain possession, but for the Tigers, two or three turnovers early here and almost a fourth. Here comes that press trapping off the inbound. Fall City will retain possession, but now 6-7 quick seconds gone already off the 10-second violation. And we are going to have a 10-second backcourt violation. I was afraid of that. 6 or 7 seconds had gone off the clock there, and refs are going to meet about it now. So unknown what the call is going to be here. 3-0 is the Weeping Water lead over Fall City. 5:40 remaining in the first quarter here from Fall City. So they're going to say that ball will be retained by Fall City. Maybe an issue with the shot clock. Shot clock was then reset to 35, so we're going to have to fix that. But Fall City will retain possession here early. Randy Kachula on the call up in Mead tonight. Auburn taking on Mead on Sunny 101.3. You can listen to that one live here soon. Fall City with the ball. Glothar turns it over. Bella Johansson gets it right back, though, and then Bella with an errant pass. She turns it over. Steal for Haley Reiner. Haley Reiner. And Weeping Water with about their fifth turnover of the game. Now a driving layup up, no good for Ella Husky. And we're going to have a jump ball on the rebound. Possession arrow favors the Tigers, and they will get the ball back here. 5:17 remaining in the first quarter. 3-0 is the Weeping Water lead. Once again, Fall City just struggling with that press. They trap when the ball gets up on the sidelines. Layup up and good for Kelly Brack. That is her fourth point of the game. And it is a 5-0 Weeping Water lead. And another turnover on the press. Husky with it down low. Layup up, no good. Rebound tipped around into the hands of Glothar. And she's going to be fouled. Fall City will have possession. Length of the court to go. Foul for Weeping Water is going to be on number 22, Layla Cave. That is her first of the quarter here for the Indians as well. Fall City really struggling with this press. Indians trap it right away on the inbound. They trap the corner, and Fall City just keeps throwing it there. Three-pointer on the way after another turnover from Fall City. No good. Indians, though, with the offensive rebound. And here's a three-pointer from the right corner, Ella Husky. That one's up and good. Husky with her fourth point of the game, and it's 8-0. Fall City. Fall City able to break the press this time. Gothard picks it up in the corner right after half court, though. We're going to have a timeout prior to another Fall City turnover. So it's been a struggle for Fall City dealing with the press. We're going to have a quick break. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout. You're listening to High School Sports on KTNC.
A woman's body goes through many changes from preteen years to the later years of life. We have access to specialists who can help any woman of any age regain and maintain her health. Our experienced, compassionate staff will take time to learn who you are and what your goals and needs are. We're putting more care in women's health care.
Community Medical Center. Amazing people. Exceptional care. Online at cmcfc.org.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Coverage of high school basketball tonight brought to you by F&M Bank in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. That's F&M Bank in Fall City. The Tigers struggling with the press that Weeping Water has thrown at them early. Multiple turnovers have led to multiple easy buckets for the Indians. They are up 8-0, 4:19 remaining here in the first quarter. Fall City will have a chance at their first bucket. They do have the ball across half court this time. Johansson with it in the corner. She looks inside, nothing there. Ball back out to Brenna Glothar. Right wing, Brenna tries to drive in. Ball's going to be stolen by Callie Brock. Another Fall City turnover, and it's a 5-on-4 break for the Indians. Layup up off the glass and good. Haley Reiner, and that is her first bucket of the game. It's 10-0 Weeping Water. Fall City trying to break this press. They are going to break the press. Glothar going to pick it up in the corner, though. She's trapped again. Finds Dunkus on the left wing. Back to Glothar. Fall City will set up their offense. Just 20 seconds left on the shot clock, though. Johansson, right corner. Looks in for Carly Dunkus. Dunkus going to be stripped. Ball's going to be taken away by number 5, Ella Husky. Husky goes the length of the floor. Layup up and good off the glass. It is 12-0. Weeping Water with the lead. Gossman now with it. Gets it to Dunkus. Across the floor. Fall City starting to handle the press a little bit better. But can they find a bucket here on offense? Gossman with it on the right wing. She finds Bella Johansson down in the corner. Back to Gossman. Gossman three on the way. Up, up, no good. Offensive board is going to be handled by Caitlin Rod, but we're going to have a jump ball. And the possession arrow will favor Weeping Water. A couple of subs here for the Indians. Up 12-0. 2:57 remaining here in the first quarter. Girls basketball action tonight on KTNC. Post-entry pass taken away by Caitlin Rott. Fall City in control. And here come the Tigers up the floor. Dunkus with it now. Left corner. Shot up on the way. No good. Rebound's going to be fought for. We're going to have a jump ball on the rebound, and the possession arrow will favor Fall City. Dunkus will throw it in from underneath Fall City's own basket. Fall City still looking for their first bucket here about 6 minutes into the game. They struggled early with breaking the press. They've been able to get up a couple of shots here on their last couple of possessions, but can't get anything to fall. Dunkus with the ball, left wing. Now right corner, Johansson looking in for Caitlin Rod. Nothing there. She swings it back up top to Destiny Pierce. And Gossman drives in from the left side. Kicks it back out. And Dunkus has the ball left wing. 10 seconds on the shot clock left. Fall City not much inside the lane yet. Here's Bella Johansson drives in. Shot blocked. Destiny Pierce almost had the rebound, but it's going to be taken away by Haley Reiner. And Weeping Water back the other way. Indians 12-0 lead. 1:59 remaining here in the first quarter. Great pass there from Ella Husky. She finds Henley Ridge for her first bucket, and it's a 14-0 Indian lead. Destiny Pierce across the timeline. She picks it up. Can't find Dunkus, but Pierce is going to get it back on the tip, and we're going to have a foul. Foul's going to be on number 23, Molly Meyer, for Weeping Water. That is the second foul on the Indians here in the first quarter. First team foul on Molly. Dunkus will inbound, and she finds Bella Johansson out near the timeline. Fall City looking for their first bucket. Three on the way, no good for Dunkus from the left wing. And here comes Weeping Water, two-on-one fast break. Man, they get up the floor quick. Layup up, no good for Callie Brack. But a steal on the rebound for Ella Husky. Husky with her third bucket of the game, and it's 16-0, Weeping Water. We are going to have a foul on the Indians on the press. Foul's going to be on number zero. Callie Brack, that is her first personal, third team foul of the half, or the quarter here for Weeping Water. Water going to pull back here, let Fall City get it across the timeline, but a quick turnover stolen by Callie Brack, back the other way. Layup up, no good for Ella Husky. Ball's going to go out of bounds, though. Dunkus swiped it out of her hands. Ball's out of bounds. It'll remain with the Indians. We talked about Ella Husky averaging 19.7 points per game. She's got 8 here in the first quarter for Weeping Water. Long three on the way for Ella Husky. That just grazes the front of the rim. Ball's going to be out of bounds. Indians, a couple Indians fighting for the rebound. They're not able to grab it. And possession will go back to Fall City. 55 seconds remain in the first quarter. 16-0 is the Weeping Water lead. And the press remains on here. We'll see if Fall City can continue breaking it here. They've done a better job since the first about 3 minutes of the game where they turned it over probably 4 or 5 of their first 5 trips up the floor. They do. Gossman with it in the corner. Dunkus now right wing. She drives in. Crossover dribble is on the floor. She does manage to get it back. Now Brenna Glothar is going to drive all the way in. Brenna shot up off the glass. No good. Rebound's going to be tipped around. It's going to go off of Weeping Water, and Fall City will retain possession. We are going to reset the shot clock here. It did hit the rim. They're going to turn it off now with just 32 seconds remaining in the quarter. Gossman catches the inbound pass, but walks with it. It's going to be an unforced turnover here. Ball goes back to Weeping Water. And they can take the last shot of the quarter here if they want. 16-0. The Indians lead the Tigers. 25 seconds remaining in the first quarter. Weeping Water going to pass it around the perimeter here. Probably looking for the last shot. Now they're going to drive it in. Callie Brack with it now. Right wing. Back up to Brack. Top of the key. Over to Ella Husky, left wing, three on the way. We're actually going to have a 3-second call on the Indians prior to the shot. And Fall City will get the ball back with 4.2 seconds remaining, a chance at one last look at the basket if they can get it down the court. Dunkus to throw it in. She finds Glothar. Glothar with it. She's just going to dribble it out. And that is how our first quarter will end. 16-0. Is the Weeping Water lead over Fall City here at the end of the first quarter. We're going to take a 1 minute timeout when we come back. Second quarter action. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Airstream Heating and Cooling, Plumbing and Sewer Cleaning, Auburn and Fall City, Nebraska. HVAC services include HVAC install, equipment replacement, new construction, and any repairs. Plumbing services include install, repairs, servicing, new construction, and sewer cleaning. They are on Facebook. In Auburn, call 402-414-7083. Fall City, 402-245-5083. Bringing comfort from our home to yours.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Both the Fall City Tigers and Weeping Water Indians girls teams will kick off ECNC action next Tuesday. Weeping Water will take on Palmyra in the 4-5 game. That action on Tuesday night. Fall City will travel up to Elmwood Murdoch. They'll take on Elmwood Murdoch in the 8-1 game. back to action here from Falls City. Weeping Water with the first possession of the second half. Going to turn it over, though, in the lane. Tenley Ridge. Ridge pivoted with it. Going to be called for taking an extra step there. Traveling was the call, and it'll be a turnover. Ball back to Falls City. Indians going to keep the press on here. They're up 16-0, and it's a press that gave Falls City fifth for majority of the first half of the first quarter. For Falls City, able to break it, though, this time. And we'll see if Falls City can get their first bucket. Dunkus, top of the key. Now left wing, three on the way, no good. Brenna Glothar, rebound's going to be into the hands of Bella Johansson. Ball's tipped around. Rod's going to actually come out with the rebound. Falls City, with a new shot clock, going to get another look at it. Glothar, Johansson, right wing. Now Titus in the right corner. Falls City just can't find anything inside. Weeping Water in a little 1-2-2 or 2-1-2 here. I have Ella Husky out at the top of the key, and Falls City just content on passing it around the perimeter. Glothar with it left wing. She had a look at it, passes it up. 5 seconds remaining on the shot clock. Now Glothar dribbles it in, layup up no good off the glass. Rebound into the hands of Ella Husky. Husky's going to be fouled. And Weeping Water will retain possession. Foul there is going to be on number 21, Bella Johansson. That is Johansson's first of the quarter here for Falls City as well. 16-0 is the Weeping Water lead over Falls City. Clara Meyer now inside. There's Tenley Ridge. Ridge going to find Ella Husky. Husky kicks it back out. Weeping Water going to reset the offense here with 15 seconds remaining. Now ball's tipped by Carly Dunkus. Dunkus going to tip it out of bounds, though. And possession will remain with the Indians. Sideline out of bounds play here for Weeping Water. 13 seconds remain on the shot clock. Callie Brack with it. Top of the key. 10 seconds now on the shot clock. She finds Ella Husky. Left corner. Now top of the key. Clara Meyer. Meyer dribbles in with it. Running shot from the free throw line. No good. Rebound. Rebound Glothar, excuse me. She's going to be fouled. And Falls City will have possession here. Foul's going to be on number 22, Layla Cave. That is her second first team foul of the quarter here, though, for the Indians. Falls City does break the press. They're probably going to get their best look at it here. Bristol Titus layup up off the glass, no good. Ball's going to be tipped out of bounds by Caitlin Rod. And Weeping Water will get the ball right back. So Falls City actually had their first kind of broken press break. Just didn't get the layup up and in. And possession back to the Indians here. Right wing, three up and good for Clara Meyer. That is her first bucket of the night. And that'll give the Indians a 19-0 lead. Press still on here for Weeping Water, and there's a steal for Ella Husky. Husky dribbles it in, layup up off the glass, in good. And Ella Husky now into double digits. She's got 10. And a timeout for head coach Don Hogue. 5:37 remaining here in the second quarter. 21-0 is the Weeping Water lead. We have a timeout. We're going to take a one-minute break. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. American Family Insurance agents can help protect your future dreams, like turning your home into an oasis. Save up to 23% by bundling home and auto. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brent Harson, agent at B. Harson Agency in Falls City and Auburn today.
Hey, everybody. Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Falls City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor tonight, F&M Bank of Falls City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Tigers out of the timeout here are going to turn it over on the press and will give the ball back to the Indians. The Indians up 21-0, 5:30 remaining in the second quarter. My two keys for Falls City coming into tonight, slowing down Ella Husky. Husky has 10. And putting the ball in the hoop, Falls City was 0 as a team. So not a great offensive start here for Fall City, and it's been the turnovers on this press. Fall City will get a turnover, and they are going to break the press that Weeping Waters are at them. Cross-court pass to Carly Dunk is on the left wing. 5:09 remaining here in the second quarter. Tigers still looking for their first basket of the game, and we're going to have a turnover. Steal, Ella Husky. Husky up the floor. Nice pass across. Layup up off the glass and good for Kenley Ridge. That is her fourth point of the game. And the Indians going to pull back. Now up 23-0 here in the second quarter. Bella Johansson across the timeline. Carly Duncan's free throw line. She's going to be fouled. Foul's going to be on number 5, Ella Husky. That is Husky's first. Second of the quarter here for Weeping Water. And we're going to have three subs here for the Indians. Checking in, going to be Kenna Myers, as well as Haley Reiner. And it looks like Molly Meyer also checking in. Fall City, fresh shot clock. We'll see if they can find their first bucket here. Midway through the second quarter, Brenna Glothar with it, top of the key. Now Bella Johansson, right wing. She finds Bristol Titus in the quarter. Corner, Titus looking around. No one there. Good defense by Ella Husky. Husky's going to tip it out of bounds, so Fall City will retain possession. But great job so far for Weeping Water. Pass anticipation is just a key for their defense, both on the press but also in the half court too. They just anticipate passes so well. It's generated multiple steals and even more tips, so throwing Fall City all out of whack. Dunkus, three from the left wing, up no good. Ball tipped back into play by Gossman, but Weeping Water is going to handle it. Down the floor, Callie Brack. Brack kicks it out. Three, top of the key, up. Kenna Myers, no good. Offensive board, Ella Husky. Husky dribbling it around. She controls it. Now down low. Layup up off the glass is good for Haley Rainier, and she'll go to the line for one more. So the basket's good. Foul's going to be on number 33, Bristol Titus. That is her third. Second of the quarter here for the Tigers. Third free throw of the night here for Weeping Water. Husky's 1-for-2. And now Reiner is 1-for-1, 2-for-3 on the night. From the charity stripe is Weeping Water. It's a 26-0 Indian lead. Fall City looking for their first basket here. Carly Dunkus out near the volleyball attack line. Finds Brenna Glothar, left wing. Glothar going to dribble in, and she's going to be fouled. Foul's going to be on number 23, Molly Meyer. That is her second, third of the quarter for the Indians. Credit Weeping Water. They play up-in-your-face defense, and we already mentioned the pass anticipation, the tips that they get on defense, the steals that they've gotten tonight. Oh, there's a good pass inside, a layup up off the glass, no good. Two layups up off the glass, no good. Bristol Titus had one wide-open look. She just overshot it, and then Bella Johansson got the offensive rebound. She was unable to put it in, too, and Fall City will retain possession here, but still no basket. Shot clock resets. Dunkus to inbound. She finds Bristol Titus. Middle of the lane. Shot up. No good. Offensive board. Dunkus. We're going to have a jump ball, actually, and it will go to Weeping Water. So three really good looks at possession for the Tigers, and just nothing falling tonight for Fall City. It's still 26-0. Weeping Water back the other way, and a long pass for Kenna Myers goes out of bounds. She did a great job catching it, just couldn't tiptoe the line. And possession will go back to Fall City. Indians have pulled back on the press. They're still meeting the Tigers at half court, but Fall City able to at least advance it up to the timeline here. Johansson picks it up right across half court. Her pass across the court to Carly Dunkus goes out of bounds. Turnover. Possession will favor and go back to Weeping Water. Husky with it, left wing now. Going to set up their offense as Weeping Water, up 26-0 here. 2:52 remain in the second quarter of action here from Fall City. Stick around after this one. We'll have boys action coming up this evening as well. Layup up, no good off the glass for Haley Reiner. Ball's going to be steered by both teams. Jump ball is called, and possession will go back to Fall City. Over on Sunny 101.3 in the Meade-Lumber game of the night, Auburn up in Meade. The Bulldogs taking on Meade tonight. before they start ECNC action next Monday, or next Tuesday as well, for the girls, Monday for the boys. Brenna Glothar dribbles in from the right wing, and have another jump ball, and that one will go back to Weeping Water. We'll have live coverage of the Pioneer Conference Tournament and the ECNC Conference Tournament action next week on both of our stations, KTNC and Sunny 101.3. Husky with it now, left wing, she dribbles in, ball's going to be stripped away, now ball's on the floor, Bella Johansson, and Husky are going to get tied up, and we're going to have another jump ball, ball's going to go back to Fall City. Three possessions here, three jump balls, no points, Fall City still looking for their first bucket of the game here, as we hit the 2 minute mark, remaining in the second quarter. Gossman had a look from the left wing, didn't take it. Now we're going to, she's going to reset. Glothar's going to take a long three, top of the key, no good. Ball bounces off the front of the rim. Rebound Ella Husky, and she's just going to outrace Glothar down to the other end of the court. No one was going to catch her, and Husky layup up and good. It's a 28-0 Weeping Water lead. Glothar now with it. Left corner, she finds Titus. And the ball's going to be tipped away once again, Ella Husky. Ball out of bounds on Weeping Water. It'll stay with Fall City. Husky with 12 on the night. We talked about her quite a bit in pregame. Averages 19.7 points per game, 8 20-point games this season. And her season high, 35 points back prior to Christmas against Omaha Christian. She's on her way to another 20-point game tonight. Pass across the lane is stolen away into the hands of Weeping Water. We're going to have a foul on Fall City. That'll be on Tessa Gossman. That's her first. Third of the quarter here for Fall City. Weeping Water going to get possession back with 1:25 remaining in the first half. Right wing with it, Molly Meyer. Meyer dribbles around. She's going to give it off to Kenna Myers. Myers now looking for somebody to pass it to. She's going to walk with it, though, and it'll be a turnover. Possession back to Fall City. Johansson inbounds to Dunkus. Dunkus going to bring it up towards half court. Finds Gossman just across half court. Now here's Dunkus. Right wing. Good ball movement. Finds an open Brenna Glothar. Top of the key. And there is Brenna's first three of the night. Fall City's first bucket of the night comes with 1 minute remaining here in the second quarter. 28-3 is the Indian lead. A tip. Carly Dunkus. Now ball rolling around. Dunkus has it. She's got a two-on-one break. She finds Gossman across the lane. Gossman's going to be blocked by Ella Husky. Husky throws it back in. Now here's Johansson. Finds Dunkus inside layup. Up no good. Rebound. Husky. And Husky's going to bring it up the floor, and we're going to have a foul on Carly Dunkus. That's Dunkus' first 14th foul of the quarter here for Fall City. So next foul will result in free throws for Weeping Water. 33 seconds remain on both the game clock and the shot clock here. And we're going to have a travel. And Fall City will get one last look at it. Shot clock's off. They can hold for the last shot if they want to. Johansson gets it into Glothar across half court. Brenna with it now up to Tessa. Out near the timeline. Ball's going to be tipped on the pass to Johansson out of bounds. Fall City will retain possession. Dunkus to inbound. Looks around, finds Brenna Glothar out near the timeline. Glothar now to Dunkus, right corner. Dunkus pump fake, doesn't take the shot. Now Gossman left wing. Fall City, 9 seconds left on the game clock. Here in the quarter, and we're going to have a steal for Ella Husky. Husky down the other way, layup up, no good. She's going to be fouled, though, by Tessa Gossman, and Husky will go to the line for two. With 1 second remaining here on the game clock for the quarter. Foul's going to be on Tessa Gossman. That's her second. Fifth of the quarter here for Fall City. And at the line shooting two, Ella Husky. She's 1 of 2 from the line tonight. First free throw up and no good. So Ella now just 1 of 3 from the line tonight. She'll get one more look at it here. And her second free throw is up and good. Johansson going to inbound it. Dunkus catches it. The three-quarter court shot up, no good, and that's how we will end our first half of action. Fall City trails 29-3 at halftime. We're going to take a two-minute break. When we come back, we're going to look at some stats here from the first half. You're listening to High School Basketball on KTNC.
For nearly 120 years, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company of Hiawatha have been your true and local hometown bank. No branches, just roots. In downtown Hiawatha, visit csbkansas.com today. Member FDIC.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
At Fast Global Solutions, we believe in excellence on the field and in our work. That's why we're proud to support area school athletics. With decades of experience, Fast is a trusted leader in designing and building airline, cargo, and material handling equipment used worldwide. Launch your career at Fast. Strong values, small town spirit, global impact. That's Fast Global Solutions. Learn more at workatfast.com.
For over 85 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. We get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, crops, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we've been the number one ag insurer for more than 25 years. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn.
Number one ag insurer across our territory, 1996 to 2023, S&L PNC Group Directorate and Premium.
Did you know that martial arts could be a family activity? Find out how during free trial week at Held Martial Arts in Fall City. All classes are free on February 2nd to the 7th. Taekwondo for kids of all ages, kickboxing workouts, and Krav Maga adult self-defense classes. Anyone can do it. Also coming is our Shatamuki Kids Camp starting February 9th. This is an awesome course for your 4- to 6-year-old. Find out more at HellMartialArts.com or give us a call 402-380-3383.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our halftime report tonight, sponsored by Highland Community College down in Highland, Kansas. They are close to home, but far from debt. You can find them online at highlandcc.org. Well, it's a 29-3 Weeping Water lead at halftime tonight here in girls action. Let's recap the scoring. First for Fall City, their lone basket of the first half came in the second quarter. Brenna Glossar on her third attempt of the night, I believe, cashed in on her three-point attempt. She has three at the half, and it's been a struggle for Fall City on the offensive end. They've not gotten great looks at the basket. I would say it's the first 4 to 5 minutes of the game. Weeping Water came out and impressed, and they trapped the first half. Fall City kept throwing it to the corner, and they just weren't able to break the press. Multiple turnovers resulted in some easy buckets for the Indians in that first half, and it is a 29-3 lead for Weeping Water. For the Indians, that first half, they were led in scoring by who else? Ella Husky. Husky with 13 in the half. Like I said in pregame, Husky averages 19.7 points per game. She has 8 20-point games this season, as well as a 35-point contest back against Omaha Christian prior to the Christmas break, and she is well on pace to surpass her 19 points and get her ninth 20-point game on the season. Other scoring for Weeping Water that first half, 4 for Callie Back, 4 for Tenley Ridge, and 3 for Clara Meyer. Haley Reiner has 5 of her own. Once again, 29-3 is our halftime score. Weeping Water, 3 of 5 from the charity stripe that first half. Fall City, no free throws on the night. We're going to take another two-minute break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit about what you expect on the radio the rest of this weekend and next week. Another quick break, and then we'll have second half action from Fall City. You are listening to High School Athletics, High School Basketball on KTNC.
finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
2026 is here. Start the new year strong with F&M Bank. Whether you're planning big dreams or just want a better way to manage your money, F&M offers great loan rates and checking products designed just for you. Stop by the main branch at 1701 Stone Street or cruise through the convenient drive-thru at 1500 Harlan Street in Fall City. The friendly team is ready to greet you with a smile and help you make the most of your money. F&M Bank. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Some things get better with time. Bourbon, work gloves, and Uncle Gary's mullet. At Mustang Seeds, we've been around 60 years, but we're not stuck in the past. We invest in top-tier seed and real partnerships, so your farm's ready for today and tomorrow. Because the best things don't just last, they evolve. Mustang Seeds, built on legacy, powered by progress.
Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair of Fall City handles anything that comes their way. From oil changes to complete engine rebuilds, your truck and tractor equals their passion, and repair is their satisfaction. So keep calm and call Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair to keep trucking and tractoring on. Tri-State Truck and Tractor Repair in Fall City, 402-245-2908.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Once again, our halftime show tonight brought to you by Highland Community College. You can find them online at highlandcc.org. Highland Community College in Highland, Kansas, close to home, but far from debt. Well, both of these teams will kick off ECNC tournament action next Tuesday. Fall City will travel to Elmwood Murdoch on Tuesday in the 8-versus-1 game. Weeping Water will actually play in the 4-5 game. They'll host Palmyra on Tuesday in the ECNC action. So depending on results of those two games, these two teams could meet in semifinal action should they both advance. Coming up after this game, we have Fall City taking on Weeping Water in boys action. Fall City 2-13 on the year. They'll be looking for their third win, second of the year over Weeping Water. Weeping Water, on the other hand, 1-15 on the year. They'll be looking for their second win. ECNC boys action will kick off next Monday as Fall City will travel to Auburn in the 2-versus-7 game. They'll take on the Bulldogs in Auburn on Monday. Weeping Water, they'll make the trek down to Freeman on Monday in the 1-versus-8 game. They'll take on the Freeman Falcons. That game also on Monday for the Indians and boys action. We're going to take another one-minute break here when we come back. Second half action from Fall City. Weeping Water in Fall City. Weeping Water controls a 29-3 lead here at the half. We'll take a one-minute break when we come back. Second half action. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC.
Many businesses don't think they're at risk of a cyber incident. Cincinnati policyholders through Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha now qualify for a free assessment, one-on-one guidance from a cyber safety expert, monitoring, and removal of breached credentials found on the dark web. Contact Kansas Insurance in downtown Sabetha to learn more. 785-284-7611. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
You are listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Our presenting sponsor for tonight's games, F&M Bank in Fall City. F&M Bank, local decisions, local solutions, and local focus. That's F&M Bank in Fall City. Well, talking about the ECNC Conference Tournament and girls' action, Elmwood Murdoch, the number one seed. We talked about that. They'll host Fall City on Tuesday. Weeping Water, the four seed, will host Palmyra. Johnson County Central, the three seed, they'll host Auburn in the 3-6 game, and Freeman will host Meade in the 2-7 game. That's girls ECNC opening round action next Tuesday from host sites of the higher seeds. Weeping Water will get the ball out of the break here, and they'll get the first crack at it in the second half. Clara Meyer with it. She right side now. Husky's pass is going to be tipped away, stolen by Gothman. Gothman down to the other end of the court. She's going to have it, though, taken away from behind. Callie Brack could hustle back there for Brack. And back the other way come the Indians. Now right wing with it, top of the key. And a great ball movement, swung around to the left wing. Three-pointer up, no good. Clara Meyer, rebound controlled by the Tigers. Glothar is going to travel with it, though, and her turnover will give it back to Weeping Water. Something that plagued the Tigers in the first half, turnovers. And we see an early one here from Brenna Glothar. Give the ball back to Weeping Water. And Husky with it at the top of the key. Now left wing, Clara Meyer. Meyer back to Husky. Husky drives in, kicks it back out to Meyer. Meyer, three on the way up, no good. Rebound, Bella Johansson. Johansson going to bring it up the floor for the Tigers. And Fall City will get their first look at the hoop here. Dunkus with it out near the timeline. Now Bella Johansson left wing. Gossman, right corner. She finds Glothar, top of the key. Weeping Water now in a man-to-man defense. They played a little bit of a 1-2-2 or 2-1-2 zone there in the first half and really got a lot of tips. They come out in the second half here in man-to-man, and Glothar's not going to get an easy look at it on passing it around here. Johansson drives in, 5 seconds left on the shot clock. We're going to have a foul. It's going to be prior to the shot, I believe, so we'll get a new shot clock, but no free throws here for Fall City. Foul's going to be on number 4, Claire Meyer. That is Meyer's first of the quarter here for Weeping Water. Dunkus into Bristol Titus. Titus dribbles into the lane, shot up, no good. Rebound into the hands of Callie Brack, and Brack quickly up the floor with it. She's going to find out Husky down low. Husky with it on the block, and she is fouled. Foul's going to be on number 33, Bristol Titus. That is Titus's fourth foul. First foul of the quarter here for the Tigers. Now inbounding it for Weeping Water. Top of the key. No, it's going to be taken away by Tessa Gothman. Gothman back the other way. Layup up, no good. She's blocked by Ella Husky. And here comes Weeping Water back the other way. So it was a 1v1 situation. And Husky gets the back of Tessa Gothman there. Ball's going to go out of bounds back at the other end of the court. Weeping Water will retain possession. Underneath out-of-bounds play. Finds Ella Husky, right wing. Now left wing, three on the way up. Up, no good for Clara Meyer. Ball's going to be tipped around, and we're going to have, I believe, a foul on the rebound, and Fall City will get the ball back. They're going to call that one on number 22, Layla Cave. That is her third. First of the quarter here for Weeping Water, and checking in is going to be Haley Reiner. Reiner is going to check in for Cave. Johansson going to bring it up here for the Tigers. No score for either team here in the second half, but the Indians out to a commanding lead after the first. Long three on the way, no good for Brenna Glothar. Ball's going to go over the backboard and out of bounds. In possession will go back to Weeping Water. Husky inbounds it. Callie Brack, and Brack will bring it up here. Brack, the 5'2 senior. She's going to back her way down. Now finds Husky, top of the key, left wing. Looking inside, nothing there. And Husky's going to reset the offense at the top of the key. Now right corner, Brack. Brack back to Husky. Husky long three on the way up and good. Ella Husky with her first bucket of the second half. She's got 16 on the evening. Johansson across the timeline with it. 5:26 remains in the third quarter, and another steal for Ella Husky, and it's all effort here for Weeping Water. They get the tip, they get the steal. Three on the way, no good, but her offensive rebound for Husky will reset the shot clock here for the Indians. Now a ball tipped by Gossman at the top of the key, but it's going to end up in the hands of Weeping Water. Husky has it right wing. Now kicks it out. Three on the way for Brack. From the left corner, no good. Rebound secured by Rod. And we're going to have a whistle here. And coming up, limping a little bit, Clara Meyer. And she is going to be subbed out. We hope everything's good there. She was able to walk off under her own power. But she will have a seat. Bella Johansson for the Tigers across the timeline. 4:53 remains in the third quarter. 32-3 is the Weeping Water lead over Fall City in girls action. Driving in, shot up is taken away, but we're going to have a foul on the shot, and Brenna Glothar will go to the line to shoot two. That foul is going to be on number 25, Haley Reiner. That's Reiner's first. Third of the quarter here for the Indians. Glothar, first free throw up, no good. Brenna with the only three-point bucket of the first half for Falls City. She'll get one more look at it here. Her second free throw is up and good. And Glothar has all 4 points for the Tigers this evening. Brack across the timeline with it now for the Indians. Now up near the timeline, that's Molly Meyer. Meyer finds Reiner. Reiner back to Brack, left wing. Three-pointer top of the key. Molly Meyer with the pump fake. She ends up not taking it. Weeping Water will continue. 10 seconds remaining on the shot clock here, and we're going to have a ball go out of bounds, and it will be Fall City basketball. So Molly Meyer had a look from the top of the key, didn't take it, and the Indians end up turning it over. Ella Johansson now across the timeline with it. Weeping Water remains in their man-to-man defense. Glothar at the top of the key is going to have it taken away on the pass. Ball back the other way. Layup up, no good. Off the glass for Reiner. Now the ball's on the ground. We're going to have multiple bodies on the floor. We have a foul, and we're going to have the foul on Fall City. That foul's going to be on Carly Duncan. That is her second of the quarter for the Tigers as well. Weeping Water is going to take a timeout here with 4 minutes remaining in the third quarter. 32-4 is the Indian lead. We're going to take a one-minute timeout with them. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in Northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
Dr. Andrew Euler with Euler Family Dental, located at 2401 Frederick Avenue in St. Joseph, is now accepting new patients. Practicing general dentistry, contact Euler Family Dental to schedule an appointment or follow Dr. Andrew Euler DDS on Facebook.
In the world of firearms, you need more than just a purchase. You need precision, reliability, and trust. That's where Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing comes in. We're your local experts for sales, diagnostics, intricate repairs, custom builds, and meticulous restorations. At Paladin, we ensure every firearm meets the highest standards of safety and performance. Whether you're an experienced owner or just starting your journey, we're committed to safe, responsible ownership. Discover the difference true craftsmanship makes. Visit Paladin Firearms and Gunsmithing at 1801 Stone Street in Falls City. Open Tuesday through Saturday.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
An update from up in Meade in girls action. Auburn leads Meade 25-18 at the half. That action on Sunny 101.3 tonight. Randy Gatula on the call in the Meade Lumber game of the night in Meade. Back to action here in Falls City. Falls City trail 32-4. But better defense this half from the Tigers. Left wing three up, banks it in off the glass. Good for Molly Meyer. And she has her first points of the night, the 3-4 Molly Meyer. And it's a 35-4 Weeping Water lead. Johansson across the timeline with it. Now Glothar, right wing. She looks, doesn't find Gossman. Now Glothar going to drive in. Her layup up off the glass, no good. Rebound's going to be controlled by Kenley Ridge. Ridge gets it off to Brack, and Brack quickly atop the timeline with it. Husky, three, right corner, no good. Rebound, two, red jerseys, there are no white jerseys. It's going to be controlled by Weeping Water. And then a nice pass inside, but a layup up off the glass, no good. Another offensive board and layup, no good. Tinley Ridge and Reiner had a look at it for the Indians. Neither one able to convert, and it was a great pass into Haley Reiner. She just wasn't able to finish. Eventually, the ball will end up back with Fall City. So the score remains 35-4. 3:03 remaining in the third quarter. Johansson, right wing, she finds Glothar out near the timeline. Dunkus coming up to set a screen, but Glothar hands it off to her. Dunkus with a three-pointer from the volleyball attack line, no good, just short. Rebound's going to be fought for on the ground, multiple bodies down there, and we're going to have another jump ball. Possession will remain, or will go back to Weeping Water. Brack across the timeline. Indians, a couple of threes here this half. Fall City, a lone free throw. That's our scoring for the second half here. Husky with it, left wing. She drives all the way in. Layup up, no good. She's going to be fouled, though. And she will go to the line to shoot two. That foul's going to be on number one, Carly Dunkus. That is her third. Third of the quarter here for Fall City as well. And at the line shooting two, Ella Husky. Husky, first free throw up and good. It was about the only area that Ella struggled with that first half, finishing just 2 of 4 at the line. Now 3 of 5 on the evening, and she'll get one more look at it. Free throw is up, no good, and she remains 50% from the line this evening. She does, though, have 17 points, well on her way to another 20-point game. We're going to have a foul on Tenley Ridge. That's her first on the rebound. Third of the quarter here, fourth of the quarter for the Indians. So Fall City, if they can find another foul here on a drive or something, they will end up with two free throws either way. Glothar with it, top of the key. She dribbles around, looking. Now some good ball movement here for Fall City. Gloth ends up back in the hands of Glothar on the right wing. Now Duncan. Top of the key now, Destiny Pierce. Pierce finds Bella Johansson left wing. 2 seconds remain on the shot clock, and we're going to have a foul prior to the shot clock expiring. That foul's going to be on Haley Reiner. That is Reiner's second. Fifth of the quarter here for Weeping Water, and Bella Johansson will go to the line to shoot two, looking for her first 2 points of the game. First free throw up and no good for Bella. Fall City, no free throws attempted in the first half, just a lone three-point bucket. They've attempted three here in the second half, only able, though, to convert on one. Johansson will attempt their fourth as a team this half, and she does make the second one. So now 2 of 4 from the line this half for Fall City, and the lead is 36-5, Weeping Water. Indians now with the ball, looking for their next bucket of the half. Inside. Now Brack with it, right wing, drives in, floater in the lane, up, no good off the glass. Husky rebound, up, no good. She gets another offensive rebound, does Ella Husky, and now a three from the left wing is no good for Claire Meyer. Ball will end up in the hands of Fall City, and the Tigers back the other way with it. Glothar, left wing, now Bella Johansson, top of the key. Destiny Pierce, get it around to Maddie Johansson in the game now. Glothar, right wing three is no good. That one didn't catch anything, and it'll go out of bounds. And the Indians will get possession back. Brack in across the timeline with it. 1:13 remains in our third quarter. Indians a commanding 36-5 lead, but four. Weeping Water, just 7 points this third quarter. So better defense here for Fall City, and another Fall City steal for Bella Johansson, but she will step on the line, and Weeping Water will retain possession. Tessa Gossman checks in. Brenna Glothar is going to have a seat. 56 seconds remaining in the third quarter. Ella Husky with it now for the Indians. Left wing jumper is blocked. Molly Meyer had a shot blocked. Fall City did have possession, but we're going to have a foul on a turnover here for Fall City. Foul's going to be on number 11, Tessa Gossman. That is her third, fourth of the quarter for the Tigers. So both teams now in the bonus here with 45 seconds remaining in the quarter. Left wing dribbles in, and we're going to have a travel with the ball. Molly Meyer picked up her dribble and was looking to pass it, just didn't get the pass off in time. She travels, driving into the lane. Ball will go back to Fall City. 35 seconds remain on the game clock, 30 on the shot clock, so Tigers cannot hold it for the last shot here as Dunkus with it at the top of the key, dribbling around. Finds Bella Johansson right corner. Now back to Maddie Johansson. Steal for Ella Husky. Husky back the other way. Layup up, no good. Ball's going to be tipped around, and it'll go out of bounds off of the Indians, and ball will go back to the Tigers. Great job, Tessa Gossman there, hustling back on defense and causing Husky to miss that layup. She had a good look at it off the steal there, and Fall City now can hold for the last shot if they want to. Destiny Pierce, top of the key. Pump fake, now right wing. Carly Dunkus. Dunkus dribbles in, picks up her dribble. She looked inside for Maddie Johansson. Shot up for Carly Dunkus is no good. Off the backboard, and that'll end our third quarter. 36-5 is the Indian lead over Fall City here in girls action. We're going to take a one-minute timeout when we come back. Fourth quarter action from Fall City. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC.
Electrical problems? Call the problem solvers. El Camino Electric in Fall City. With over 15 years experience in the electric industry, they are licensed, bonded, and insured. They do agricultural, commercial, and residential. El Camino also has free estimates on any work you might want done. So call the problem solvers at El Camino Electric in Fall City at 402-245-3628. Solve your electrical issues with El Camino Electric in Fall City.
If you have considered estate planning and are wondering how trusts, wills, and powers of attorney would benefit you and your loved one, call Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC to make an appointment with Mike Dunn or Tracy Burns to discuss and create the best plan for you. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC provides quality legal services in estate planning, probate, real estate, and business planning. Contact the office at 402-245-4486. Halbert Dunn & Burns LLC. In Fall City.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Fourth quarter action from Fall City. Tigers will have the ball to start the quarter here. Trailing 36-5, but a much better third quarter there for the Tigers. They score 2 points in the quarter, but they held Weeping Water to just 7 points. So best defensive effort of the night for the Tigers. All right, Titus now with it inside. She looks across the lane to Bella Johansson. Johansson's going to be fouled on the way up, and she'll go to the line to shoot two for Fall City. Foul's going to be on number zero, Callie Brack. That is her second foul, first of the quarter, for Weeping Water. Bella's third and fourth free throws of the night coming up. She sinks the first one. Tigers didn't shoot a single free throw in the first half. That's where they've gotten all three of their points in this half, is from the charity stripe, as the second free throw is up and no good off the front of the rim. And we are going to have a shooting violation on Johansson, and ball will go back to Weeping Water. Brack going to bring it up here for the Indians, looking to improve to 12-7 on the year and continue their undefeated record against teams below 500 in record. Shot up no good for the Indians, and we're going to have a foul on the rebound. Foul's going to be on Layla Cave. That is her fourth. Second of the quarter for Weeping Water. Johansson crosses the timeline with it. Looks like the Indians back to a 2-3 zone, so a zone defense here after running man for the third quarter. Right corner looking inside for Dunkus. Dunkus ball tipped around, going to be stolen by Weeping Water. Brack across the timeline with it, but she's the only one for Weeping Water. Four Fall City Tigers there to meet her. Bracto will drive in and be fouled before the shot, so no free throws here. Foul's going to be on Tessa Gossman. That's her fourth. First of the quarter for the Tigers. Stick around after this one. We'll recap at the end of this one scoring from this game, and then we'll have boys action from Fall City. Weeping Water taking on the Tigers in boys action tonight. Tessa Gossman with the steal on the inbound. She's going to be fouled by Layla Cave. That'll be Cave's fifth of the night. She'll foul out the night. No points on the night. A couple of rebounds, and Fall City will retain or get back possession here. Duncan, left corner. Looking around 2-3 zone for Weeping Water. So Fall City going to pass it around the perimeter here. Now right corner, Titus. Back top of the key, Glothar. Now Gossman left wing. Now Dunkus three from the left corner. Up no good. Rebound controlled by Weeping Water, that rebound for Tinley Rich. Right wing with it here, Clara Meyer. Meyer now finds Ella Husky, left wing, three up and good for Ella Husky. And there it is, she reaches the 20-point mark on the evening. She has 20, her ninth 20-point performance of the year. Back the other way was the Tigers, but a steal is going to find Weeping Water, and a layup up off the glass is good for Callie Brack. She has her first bucket of the second half here. She's got six on the evening, and it's 41-6. Indians lead the Tigers. Gossman, top of the key now. Bella Johansson, right wing. Glothar, and around the perimeter to Gossman in the left wing. Now Dunkus, left corner. Fall City pretty content here to pass it around the perimeter. They haven't really looked inside. 10 seconds left on the shot clock. Gossman with that left wing. She drives in. Dunkus in the lane. She's knocked over, but what's going to come out with it is Callie Brack. Brack the other way. No, Tiger there. Layup up off the glass. Good. She's got four quick ones here in the fourth quarter, and she's up to eight on the evening. Now Bella Johansson across the timeline with it. Gossman inside, finds Dunkus, left corner, three up, no good. That one's short, ball's going to be tipped around, end up in the hands of Tinley Ridge. Ridge finds Brack, and back the other way come the Indians of Weeping Water. They lead 43-6. Pass inside's going to be taken away by Bella Johansson, though, and Fall City will get it right back. Lothar, left wing. Now finds Gossman. Gossman, pass to Bella Johansson, right wing. I say Weeping Water's in a 2-3 zone here, but man, they're really forcing Fall City out away from the three-point line. We got a jump ball. Ball will go back to Weeping Water. It's not a 2-3 zone where they're sitting back inside the three-point arc and just letting Fall City pass it around. They extend that thing up near the volleyball attack line, if not farther, and they really make Fall City work for it, as they have the whole evening here on defense. All right, Indians back with the ball, leading 43-9. 4:39 remains in our fourth quarter of girls action here from Fall City. Left corner with it is Brack. Brack dribbles in. Nobody there. Layup up off the glass is good. Brack has six in the fourth quarter, and she hits double digits on the evening. She's got 10. Johansson across the timeline with it. We'll see if Fall City can find something here. Brack tips it out of bounds off the referee, and possession will remain with Fall City. Checking in for Weeping Water is going to be Kenna Meyer. She checks in for Callie Brack, and we'll see if that ends Callie's evening here, if she'll check back in. We got 4 minutes left in the fourth quarter. There is a steal and a layup on the other end for Weeping Water. That's going to be who else but Ella Husky. Husky's up to 22 on the evening. She's got 9 here in the second half to go along with her 13 first half points. Three-pointer on the way for Bella Johansson, no good, but a rebound by Destiny Pierce. Pierce, a 5'3 sophomore, able to secure the offensive board there. Now Fall City retains possession. Left wing with it, Johansson now left corner, Dunkus. Dunkus finds a wide open Brynna Glothar from the right wing. She puts it up, and her second three of the evening goes in. We got a substitution timeout here. So Brynna's now up to 7 on the evening. She has 7 of Fall City's 9 points. Bella Johansson, the other two. 47-9 is the lead here for Weeping Water. And checking out probably for the remainder of the evening is Ella Husky. She'll check out with, like I said, 22 points on the evening, her ninth 20-point game of the year. 13, though, shy of her season high of 35 back before Christmas against Omaha Christian. Fall City with a steal here, and Destiny Pierce will come out with it. She'll get the ball to Bella Johansson, and Fall City will get another look at it here. 2:56 remaining in the fourth quarter, Fall City trails 47-9, Weeping Water with the lead. Bella Johansson inside Dunkus. Dunkus shot up, up off the glass, and good, and that'll be Carly Dunkus's first bucket of the evening. She's got two. 47-11 now. Long three on the way for Weeping Water. Shot up no good for Clara Meyer. She was wide open there at the top of the key. unable to hit anything but the backboard. Rebound, Fall City. Glothar with it, left wing. Now Bella Johansson, top of the key. Glothar's got a couple of threes on the evening tonight. She's got seven of Fall City's 11. Dunkus with it inside now, and she brought it down to the waist. Dunkus caught it inside, but Weeping Water just kind of crashed. About four defenders there on Carly, and a jump ball will give Fall City an underneath out of bounds play with 1:57 remaining here. Running cloth. Glothar, layup up off the glass, no good on the inbounds play, but she was fouled. She'll go to the line to shoot two. Foul for Weeping Water is going to be on Clara Meyer. That is Meyer's second, fourth of the foul here, fourth of the quarter for the Indians. Brenna Glothar, free throw, no good. She'll get one more look at it here. Second free throw is going to be up and good. So Fall City, 4 of 8 from the line this half. They didn't shoot a free throw in the first half, but they've scored 4 of their 7 points, 9 points here this half from the charity stripe. Shot clock is off. Game clock down to 1 minute here. 1 minute remaining in action, girls action. Weeping Water going to improve their record to 12-7 on the year on the back of who else but Ella Husky. Husky with a cool 22 points on the evening. Fall City will fall to 5-13 on the year. Both of these teams back in action next Tuesday for ECNC conference action. As Destiny Pierce misses a shot, ball will go out of bounds for Fall City, and it will stay with the Tigers. Fall City will travel up to Elmwood Murdoch, take on Elmwood Murdoch in the 8-1 game on Tuesday. Weeping Water will host in the 4-5 game. They'll get Palmyra. Long three for Brenna Glothar from the volleyball attack line. No good. Ball tipped around, and we're going to have a rebound here for Weeping Water. Clara Meyer with the board. And 5 seconds will remain on the game clock, and Clara will dribble it out. 1-0. That's going to end the game this evening. Weeping Water, 47-12 tonight. They take down the Tigers of Fall City. We're going to take a quick break, or a two-minute break. When we come back, we'll recap the action here in the girls' game, and we'll prep for the boys' game. Boys' action coming up here as well later this evening. So don't go away. We're going to take a two-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll recap scoring. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC.
Tired of big city insurance feeling impersonal? We're your neighbors right here in Richardson County, offering personalized coverage for your farm, your home, your business, and your life. Whether it's protecting your family's future with life insurance or making sure your dream car is covered, Riverstone Insurance has the local know-how and big name protection. With offices in Fall City, Rockport, and Mound City, that's Riverstone Insurance Group, protecting one neighbor at a time.
At Den's Country Meats, we know what it means to work hard, show up, and give it your all. Just like our hometown teams do every game. Our meats are family-made and award-winning because champions deserve the best. Fuel up with Den's Jerky, Snack Sticks, Drops, and more. Perfect for the ride home or the victory party. Den's Country Meats. Find us in Table Rock or order online anytime at denscountrymeats.com.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Do you miss doing the things you love because you're short of breath? If you're living with COPD, asthma, or recovering from a respiratory illness, Sebeka Community Hospital is here to help you breathe easier. Our pulmonary rehabilitation program offers personalized therapy to strengthen your lungs, increase your energy, and get you back to your daily life. You don't have to travel far for expert respiratory care. It's right here at home. Ask your doctor for a referral today or call Sabetha Community Hospital at 785-284-2121.
You're listening to KTNC AM 1230 and 107.1 FM.
Boys action set to take. tip in 19 minutes, but let's recap girls' action from earlier this evening as Weeping Water took down Fall City 47-12 just moments ago here in Fall City. Scoring for Fall City on the evening, Carly Dunkus finished her night with two, as well as Bella Johansson. Johansson 2-4 from the charity stripe. Brenna Glothar was the big scorer for Fall City. She scored 8 on the evening, 3 in the first half, and then 5 in the second half. She hit a 3 in both halves and a couple free throws in the second half as well. For the evening, Fall City finishes 4 of 8 from the line, all 8 of those free throws coming in the second half. They did not shoot a free throw in the first half. And it was a struggle for the Tigers early as they struggled to break a hard early press from Weeping Water. The Indians got multiple steals early in the game, which led to some easy buckets. And Fall City just struggled getting the ball in the bucket. For Weeping Water on the evening, they score 47, led by Ella Husky. And you heard that name a lot in the girls' game. Husky finishes with 22 on the evening. It's her ninth 20-point game of the year. She averages 19.7, so a couple of points over her average, but not much. It was a struggle all evening to slow her down, and she did it all. Three threes on the night. She had multiple steals for breakaway layups, and she finishes the night 3 of 6 from the charity stripe. So that's really the only area of the game where she struggled this evening was free throws, finishing just 3 of 6. Callie Brack finished the night in double figures as well. She scored 10. 4 for Tenley Ridge, 3 for Clara Meyer, 3 for Molly Meyer, and Haley Reiner finished the night with 5. On the evening, Weeping Water went 4 of 7 from the free throw line. 1 of 2 in the second half, and they scored just 18 points in the second half, so better defensive effort for the Tigers in the second half, but Fall City struggled putting the ball in the bucket when they did get looks at it, and they struggled with the turnover bug tonight, and that was where things really hurt the Tigers, especially early in the game. Once again, Fall City falls to 5-13 on the year. They'll next be in action on Tuesday, traveling to Elmwood Murdoch for the 8-1 game in the ECNC Conference action. Weeping Water improves to 12-7 on the year. They're also still undefeated against teams with a record of 500 or worse. They will host Palmyra in the 4-5 game in ECNC tournament action on Tuesday. We're going to take a quick 2-minute break. Aaron's going to keep you busy and keep you entertained with some tunes, and then when we come back, we're going to have boys action from Fall City. Once again, Fall City girls fall tonight to Weeping Water 47-12. We'll be back with boys action soon. You're listening to High School Hoops on KTNC.